Our topic today is Chametz She'avah Lav HaPesach.
So the Mishnah tells us on Chav Chesam and Aleph, Chametz Shel Nachri She'avah Lav HaPesach, Mutar Bahana. V'Shel Yisrael Asar Bahana. Shenemar Lo Yeira Elecha Se'or. So Chametz Shel Nachri is Mutar Bahana, but Chametz Shel Yisrael is Asar. Chametz Shel Nachri is Mutar Bahana. It's also Mutar Bahachila, as the Yerushalmi says, if you're in a place and under the circumstances where it will not pose a Yoredeya problem of Pasakim. But for a Jew, it will pose a problem. And the conclusion, the Gemara here in Pesachim Adat Lamed Amud Aleph, is that this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and Knasa Konis Hoel Va'avar Olav B'Bayiro B'Yimotzei. Since the person violated B'Bayiro B'Yimotzei, therefore we, the Chachamim, Aser the chametz. However, since it's only Nesed Rabbanah, the Gemara says that it's going to be batal as opposed to chametz during Pesach. Okay. So this knas that we have, this institution of chametz she'avah lav HaPesach, we have to think about what is the exact nature of this knas. And there are multiple frames through which you could think about it. One is you could think about whether or not the formulation of this knas by Chazal is focused primarily on the person, the gavra, who violated the isur, or is it on the chametz itself, on the chefza? That's one way to think about it. Is this a retrospective gzeira focusing on the fact that the guy did violate it, or is it a prospective gzeira focusing on the fact that the guy may violate it? To what extent is this an extension of Bayra Bayimatzeh, or independent, separate and distinct from Bal Yerol Bal Yimotzei? Or another way, perhaps, of thinking about this is, to what extent were Chazal Machmir on this Xera, Mishum Chumer de Pesach? Is this just an ordinary Xera de Rabbanan, or are we going to upgrade it because of the overall Chumer de Pesach? So, whichever one of those four frames you take, we can think about the extent of this Xera. And the way the Rambam describes it, the Rambam formulates it in a very interesting way. Chametz she'avah lav HaPesach, aser b'hana le'olam. Aser b'hana le'olam. V'davar zeh, knas hu midivrei sofrim, mipnei she'avar al bal yirah u'bal yimotzei. Asru, Chazal asered it. Done, right?
You think.
Do you have anything more to say?
You think ever the whole Shalas are answered.
Done! Excellent. But it's not over. Says the Rambam, Va'afilu hinichu. Even if you left it, hinichu b'shgaga oba ones. Kidei shelo yaniach adam chametz b'rishusa b'pesach. Kidei sheyehene bo achara pesach. Even if you left it b'shgaga oba ones, so that nobody will leave their chametz and be nene from it after Pesach. So the Rambam seems to be giving you two different reasons for this gzeira, two different perspectives. The first one is the fact that the person themselves violated Bayra Bayimatzei, and the second one is more of a concern in the future, Kedei shelo yaniach adam chemtzo b'rishuso b'pesach, so that he should enjoy it after Pesach. So if you look in the Harare Kedem, in the Sefer from Rav Michal Shurkin, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, in Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Aleph, Rav Soloveitchik took note of this, and the same diuk was made by the Aruch HaShulchan in Tuf Mem Ches Os Hey. The Rambam seems to be introducing both elements to explain to you the scope or the significance of this gzeira. The way that... What's that? The Rambam told us there was the fact that the person violated Bal Yerol Bal Yimotzei, and the fact that the person may in the future come to leave the chametz in their rishus. So the way that Rav Soloveitchik explains it is that the second gzeira, the future-focused gzeira, is a reason why we should include this second category within the first category, meaning this is be'etzem a knas on the fact that the person violated, and we just include within that another category of people. The way that the Aruch HaShulchan says it, it's more that actually we are expanding the gzeira beyond the initial more narrow, but both are trying to get at the same nekuda, which is that the Rambam is emphasizing two different elements of this gzeira. There is the fact that the person violated by Matzah, which is a part of the gzeira, and there is the fact that the person may have a problem in the future. Well, what exactly is this future problem? So different mefarshim focus on different elements of it. The Rambam's lashon was, Kedei shelo yaniach adam chametz b'shuso b'pesach, so that the person shouldn't leave it around, so that they will benefit from it afterwards. The Chasam Sofer, in his formulation of this, is concerned that the person will leave it over and will violate Bayir Abayi Matzei. It's again coming back to Bayir Abayi Matzei. The person's going to leave it over. What about Bittul? That he's not going to be mavatal it with sincerity. If you look in the Rush has a suggestion that the person actually won't even do Bittul. Right, according to the Chasam Sofer, we're worried that the person might go through the motions of saying he's mevatalit, but he's not really mevatalit. According to the Rush, the guy might not even be mevatalit at all. And if you look in the Tshuvas in the Torah Chesed, there's a very long Tshuva. I did not go through the whole thing. Amazing Tshuvas from Rav Shneur Zalman of Lublin, the Chalos and Tshuvas Torah Chesed. So he quotes also another Yesh Omrim, that the person may leave it in their home. They honestly do, they might do Bittul, but they're going to violate the Yisod Rabbanon. Of Bior.
Who says it?
The Torah Chesed quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. But these are all future concerns. According to the first concern, the person will mamish violate Bayir Abayi Matzei. According to the secondary concern, it's the person might violate the Yisod Rabbanon of keeping chametz in their house even after they were sincerely mevatel it.
Can you tell
us
where to find the Torah
Chesed? It's, I looked, it's in, I believe it's in Simen Chaf Beis. I'll tell you one second. Yes, Chaf Beis. It's in one of the first Seifim. It's a very long tshuva. It's like 11 pages. So these are two different groups of chashashos. The first chashash is that the person violated by Rabbi Matzei, but the second opens it up much bigger. And because we have this expansion, we now need to look at several nafkamina of how we treat this gzeira, because if you had only a gzeira midrabanon, so maybe you would have certain kulas. But now that we see that this is not just a simple gzeira midrabanon, it's a gzeira midrabanon that has two components, or it's a gzeira midrabanon that exists in a general context of Pesach where we are super machmir, let's look at some shilas, some questions which come up, and how we're going to look at them. So the Meiri and Rabbeinu Manoach both raise a question of what happened if a person was mevatel the chametz. The Rambam doesn't tell you what the din is in that case. What happens if the person was mevatel their chametz? So the Itur in page Kof Chaf, he writes that in such a case, it would be mutar bana, but not ba'achila. And the Meiri and Rabbeinu Manoach quote both deos. So
that's
not mutter at all. So the pashtus is that this is the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi of Hivkir Chemtzo. The guy did Bittul, or the equivalent, he did Hefkir on the 13th, but he left the chametz hanging around, and the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. So we're not so surprised that we're going to be Machmir, because we have this great seriousness, this great stringency in the context of Chametz Sha'avalav HaPesach. The Michtam, the Sefer HaMichtam, in Psachim Adav Chav Tesem and Aleph, he quotes an opinion that since the purpose of Chametz Sha'avalav HaPesach is a Knas, So you're only going to knas somebody who violated the din b'mezid. But if a person violated p'shogeg or ba'onis, the Sefer Michta quotes Yesh Omrim, who says that it should be mutter. But that's only if you have a very narrow view of this knas. But as we saw, the Rambam was machmir. And the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. That even if the person violated b'shogeg or ba'onis, there's still going to be a knas. So the first case we mentioned, the person didn't violate by Rabbi Matzeh because he was mevatel the chametz. The second case, you know, b'shgaga or ba'onis. So we have a question: a person violated an iser ba'onis. Is it a ma'isa avera? Is it not a ma'isa avera? If it's not a ma'isa avera, he certainly didn't violate by Rabbi Matzeh. Even if it's a ma'isa avera, it's a ma'isa avera ba'onis. But still, the Rambam says that we're machmir. The Meiri raises a suffix, which other Rishonim discuss, vis-a-vis Acherim. So usually when you talk about a knas, you talk about a person themselves being the subject of that knas. But does that knas affect other people? So the Meiri quotes two deis, and the Shulchan Aruch, or Machmir.
It seems like only the Rif was making on the silent.
The Tzatmi Mekel would be to say the Knas is only on the person themselves who violate Bal Yerah Bai Motzei.
And my only source of reference is the Shalom Shabbos.
So there are, if you look at the Torah's Chesed, he has tremendous Bekiyas. He quotes a bunch of Gemaras in Kittin that they talk about different Knossos.
On the Kittin, yeah.
And that's exactly the next case that I was going to bring. This is the fourth Nafkamina of this Shaila, is the Noda Biyuda is asking about a Yoresh. What happens if a person violates Bayi Rabbi Matzeh? They leave the chametz in their property, and then they pass away. So the child, obviously, although I shouldn't say it's obvious, the child doesn't want to be zocha in that chametz on Pesach. Child's observant. The child's not zocha in the chametz on Pesach. So from his perspective, it's not his chametz shavu lava Pesach. So then after Pesach, he wants to be zocha in the chametz. So the Noda Bihuda in Or HaChaim and Ma'adura Kam and Simen Chaf is medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Chametz she'avol av ha-Pesach aser b'hanoya la'olam. Why does the Rambam have to say the word la'olam? Unlike other gzeros, which are a knas, where you knas only the individual, but you wouldn't knas b'no acharav, although that's a discussion, different case in the Gemara. The Noda Biyuda says, in this case, it's la'olam. All people, forever, meaning forever, even if it would be to bequeath to a future descendant. So we are going to Asr, it says the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, even if you're Mevatalit. Number two, we Asr it La'acherim. Number three, we Asr it B'shogeg Be'im B'mezid. And number four, we're going to Asr it even to your descendants. Yeah. Yeah, it was a very long tshuva. I didn't focus on that part. He was discussing whether or not it became us or kicked in, whether it, exactly. So the Noda Biyuda there in the earlier part of the tshuva, he wants to say a big chiddush, which he says, we're going to tell you a big chiddush. He thinks that a person violates Bayi Rabbi Matzeh already Mishay Shol Solomayla, which he says is a big chiddush against the simple understanding. The simple understanding is that the Bayi Rabbi Matzeh doesn't kick in until the nighttime. The Noda Biyuda is machadish that he thinks that the Bayi Rabbi Matzeh kicks in already Mishay Shol Solomayla, which is a huge chiddush. But that's separate apart from this point. The Achiezer, the Helege Reb Chaim Ozer, in Chelek Gimel, all the way at the end of the tshuvas, it's like in a likutim, I forget the simon, I think it's Pei Aleph or Pei Gimel, in the Chelek Gimel, in the Achiezer, he has a bunch of mini tshuvas in there, and he says, I have a suffix about the chametz of a katan. A katan violates Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. So he leaves it as a suffix. He's not sure what to do about that case. So if you assume that it's because the guy violated Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, so you'd say the katan is not Netzuvah in Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. But if you say maybe it's this much more Chumrah de Pesach expanded, proscriptive Gzeira, so maybe you would. So I saw that I don't know if you saw the tshuva. The Har Tzvi. Tzvi Pesach Frank. Awesome tshuva. Father says to the son, go be mavar this schnapps. Heart Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zechet Tzadik Levracha.
The
son finds it, right, that's what. He finds the schnapps. So what does the father tell him?
Probably, by the way, why was there schnapps on the street right before Pesach?
Probably some other guy was mafker it. So the kid comes, he finds schnapps. Amazing. He picks up a bottle of schnapps and he goes and he hides it. So it comes post Pesach. So he quotes the Prima Godim. He quotes two different Prima Gadims, so he's Miyasha the Prima Gadim. He thinks that it doesn't make sense if the kid is 3 years old and he finds a bottle on the street, so he doesn't know what it is. The three-year-old kid, he thinks it's apple juice. He thinks it's iced tea. So he goes and he puts it where kids do they hide things.
Back then,
right, fine,
two.
Okay, fine. All right, less than three. Right, so a little kid, he's not Igiya Lechinuch, he doesn't know anything. He thinks it's, who knows, apple juice, iced tea. So he puts in his little storage bin where he keeps everything. The father comes after Pesach and says he wouldn't knas him. But he says,
would
if he thinks...
Kind of
no, so... Okay, so he discusses this. Rav Avadya also, by the way, this is... many of the Achronim talk about these things. Your chatzar is not kona lo against your will. You certainly do not want to be kona the chametz. Rav Avadya discussed this. We'll mention it later. Shiles and Chuvas. Yechav das chela gimel simen chavches. Rav Avadya says, your chatzar is not kona you against your will. The case here is a guy, he's sitting at home enjoying those delicious
macaroons
and multicolored jelly slices. Remember the red, yellow, orange, and green, which all taste the same? I don't know why they make them in different colors, because they all taste the same.
Macaroons?
You think, no, the jelly slices. You think, that the yellow one tastes like lemon. But then if you do like one of those games with the kids and you taste them, you realize they actually all taste the same. Anyway, so you have the jelly slices. He's enjoying his jelly slices. I don't eat macaroons. I don't like macaroons. So I'm eating my jelly slices and a nachri comes on Shvi Shal Pesach Samach La'erev and he says, I want to give you a shtickle bread so you'll have nach Pesach. Can you be mekabel? So Rav Avadya says, you absolutely, of course, cannot be mekabel it from him. And even if the guy leaves it there, you're not interested in it. He says, bechlal, best thing is to say, beferish, she'ena rotza shetigna lo rishu. So you should say it, but even if you didn't say it, you certainly do not want it. Your chatzar is not kone without your permission. That's fine. But coming back to our case, the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Har Tzvi, he says that the child, his higiyah lechinuch, it's aser. You can ask the chametz on the child. How can you can ask the chametz on the child? You didn't violate Bali Rabbi Matzeh. But the answer is, Reb Tzvi, Pesach Frank, and the Har Tzvi, it's on the Mar Makomos. It is. Chelek Bei Simen Mem. Hey, he says, the child is not mitzuv in Bali Rabbi Matzeh, but we're still going to knas him because of this expansion of this Gzeirah.
How?
The kid, Naniach, the kid was Kone.
Okay.
Kid, there are ways for kids to be Kone. If it's Mizaket
Imai
Deacherim.
Not the case of
the. In this case, he talks about that. He said that normally with Tiaskat, that is a lot of it.
But in this case, the father doesn't want to be Kone.
And over here, I would think that the kid's not even Kone because he's a 3-year old and he just picks
up. No, we're doing the later case.
The later case where it's a 10-year-old. 10-year-old. So he's Igia Lo Ono Saputos Mikran Mekhar. He can't be Kone.
The case of a 3-year-old.
So he's Mekel. He thinks you're not Gozer in that case. What about a Suffolk? Suffolk Chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Mem Tes has 2 days about this. So if you assume that this is just a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan and it's a Suffolk Chametz, so you should say Suffolk Chametz and a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, maybe it should be Mekel. But the Chasam Sofer you saw in the Tshuva, Chasam Sofer is Machmir. Now, it's important to know these 2 days because sometimes there are so many cases that are dealt with in the tshuvas. I started multiple different tshuvas there. Rav Avadya has you could see in the footnotes here in the Chazon Uvadia, Ein Sof Shir of Shilas that came up, because this was highly common. But Lamaisa the Chasam Sofer is Machmir. Mishnah Berura quotes two days, so you could be Mitzarfet sometimes, have some Meruba. The biggest fracas, the biggest kerfuffle, is what happens when you have the confluence of Tarti L'Tivusa. This is the Tshuva the Torah Chesed and others. This is what they're dealing with. Mishnah Berura quotes two days about this, Ba'arichas in Rav Avadia. If you understand, if you break it down, you have a case where the Baal HaBayis was mevatel the chametz, and he was onus. So what happens? The guy is mevatel. He does bedikas chametz, and this is also one of the cases that Achronim talk about. He does bedikas chametz, he does bir chametz, and he does bittul chametz. Everything kedas v'chedin. So far, so good. What he does not realize is that one of the people in his household, one of the workers, unbeknownst to him, acquired chametz on his behalf before Pesach and put it away in a storage room that he had no idea chametz was going to be there. He got a shipment. So the Chelkas Yaakov talks about a case where something, a package went in the mail. Package went in the mail, he says, from America or from Israel, and it arrives in Pesach. That's the case that he's dealing with. But here, this is a simpler case. Before Pesach, the Baal HaBayis has a storage area, a storage unit. He cleared it out. There was nothing in there. But meanwhile, one of the employees received a shipment, put it in there. It belongs to him. It's in his rishos. He just missed it.
Came after?
No, it came before. Yeah. Not the case of the Chelkas Yaakov. It came before. So what are you going to say? On the one hand, you have the fact that the guy was mevatel the chametz. He had chametz in his storage area, and he was mevatel it. But it doesn't help, because we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that bittul chametz doesn't get you out of the chametz shavu lava Pesach knas. Then you can say, okay, but it was also an onus. It was onus mamish. He did everything that he was supposed to do, and he had no idea, and there was no way. He's a very big business, and he's a big businessman with all kinds of deals going, and he can't track all the things. It's mamish onus. So we said, the Rambam said, onus also doesn't work. Shailus, what happens when you put the two together? Tarti L'Tivusa. So it's interesting. Chelkas Yaakov, he goes with the Achronim and the Machmirim. But Rav Avadia, here in the Chazon Avadia, this is in Hilchas Bir Chametz, in Os Yud Beis, he says, Yesh Cholkim U'Matirim, when you were Mavatalit and it was an Onos, V'im Yesh Hefse Meruba, Yesh Mokom L'Smachal Dasa Matirim. And logically, you could argue that this makes a lot of sense in Svara. Because if we go back to the beginning and we said, look, there were two categories of chashashos. There were two layers in this Rambam. There was the knas that was retrospective, the lesha of our knas on the guy, because he violated by Rabbi Matzeh. And then there was the prospective concern, the gzeira atu, that the guy is not going to get rid of you, he's going to violate Bayer Al-Bayim Matzah. Next time, he's not going to be Mavatel B'Lev Shalim. So mitzad the past violation of Bayer Al-Bayim Matzah, he did bittul, so he didn't violate Bayer Al-Bayim Matzah. And mitzad the future consideration that the guy's going to be habituated to become an Avarian, it was an onus.
If the pshat was that it was really one zera, and the second point of the Rambam was just being explained why the zera brought, then it's harder for the
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that that's probably the nafkamina between the way the Rav was explaining this yishuv in the Rambam versus the way the Aruch HaShulchan is explaining. The way that the Rav is explaining it, it's really rooted be'etzem in the Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh Din, and therefore it's harder to understand, as opposed to if you understand like the Aruch HaShulchan, that's really an expansion, it's a little easier. However, there are some cases where we are going to be mekel. There are limitations to this gzeira, because sof, it's rooted in Bayra Baymatze, it's only gzeira drabanan. So the Shulchan Aruch told us in the end of Simen Tov Mem Zayin that chametz nuksha, if your chametz nuksha was avar lava pesach, that is not a problem. That's mutar ba'ana, and the Magen Avraham says it's even mutar ma'achila, although there are some opinions in the Mishnah Brura who are machmer on this point, but the Magen Avraham says strong it's mutar ba'achila, and the only reason that it didn't say mutar ba'achila in the Shulchan Aruch is what?
Because that's not edible.
That's right. No one eats chametz nuksha. That's why it's chametz nuksha.
Yeah, I mean, we always saw similar kula on chametz betarugas also. So I had to understand what the case of chametz betarugas.
Exactly. That would be the next point, which is not just chametz nuksha, but chametz sha'idei taruvis, which was only mitarabanan. Because if you get to the point of, for sure, if you have no St. Tom, you're going to have a problem. If you have kazayis b'chadei achilas pras, you're going to have a problem. So this brings us to a couple of concluding notes that I wanted to make, just in terms of how these pieces come together, in terms of a lamaisa example. So on this last point, just so we should be clear, many of the Achronim point out that chametz nuksha is not a raya to other derabanan categories. Nuksha is its own category. And so therefore, don't bring me a raya and say, oh, since I was mevatel the chametz, I only violated by Rabbi Matzimi derabanan. No, no, no. Chametz nuksha is a category where the chametz is derabanan. The fact that a guy did bittel chametz and didn't violate the din daraisa, the chametz is mamish chametz. So just don't get confused to be mefarish to other cases. But here's an interesting case. And you see this in the Stechemed. I don't know if you saw the Stechemed. Nebuch, a case where there's a woman, an almana, husband passed away, has children, so they have a kretschma, and they have schnapps. And the husband passed away, the woman takes over the business. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't know about bittel chametz, she doesn't know about mechiras chametz, she doesn't know. So comes out that now she has schnapps that's on Pesach that she never got rid of it. So it's amazing. The Stechemed, Reb Chaim Chizkiyahu Medini, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he writes in the Stechemed that he sent a letter to the Malbim, the Heiliger Reb Meir Leibish, to ask him what he thought about this case. And Lamaisa, the Stechemed couldn't find a Tzad Heter. No, she didn't do
bittel.
She doesn't know anything. She doesn't get involved in the business.
No, she forgot business, but even just to write the business, that's bittel.
She didn't know. So, right? It sounds like she didn't do bittel at all.
She didn't do anything. She did everything she thought she knew what she was supposed to do.
But she didn't know. She didn't know, right? It didn't sound like she did bittel at all. But he quotes there, he disagrees with it, but he quotes, and this appears in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Rav Shulchan Aruch is no telahakel, behefsed meruba, which is certainly this case. Why? Because we had pointed out when we learned Hilchos Taruvas Chametz, we had assumed, we said that the Mishnah Bruder quoted from the Achronim, that there is a difference between beer and schnapps, scotch, whiskey, that beer was begeder Taruvas Chametz, but whiskey was begeder Chametz Mamish. Remember this? So this din is going to come back and appear right now. Because, says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, not everybody agrees to that din that the Mishnah Brura quoted, that chametz, that the chametz of whiskey is chametz mamish.
Whoa.
There are other poskim. This is a machlokas between the Chacham Tzvi and, I'll tell you who.
That one were really upset with it. They were really unhappy with the schnapps being. They thought it was mamish, like Iker Zeya.
However, but if you look in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the discussion is in the Tshuva Sarivash and Simon Reish Nun Hey, Chacham Tzvi is in Simon Chaf, and the Mishkanos Yaakov in Lamed Daled. These are three tshuvas who deal with this in succession. The tshuvas of Rivash is the first one to make this point that bubbling it up and making it into Zeya, that's like Gufo Shel Davar. The Chacham Tzvi, Kol Zeya Olam and Achamin, Dina Kachamin Atzman. And so therefore, the malts, meaning the malt, the boiled up, the schnapps, that's Kachamitz Gamur, but the Mishkanus Yaakov.
Is that the Zeya Mishkanus Yaakov?
Yeah, this Mishkanus Yaakov.
In this case.
So in general, in this tshuva, he's makel in general about Zeya. Hekilu b'kama dvarim le'inyan Zeya. And on this nekuda about Pesach, le'inyan chametz v'pesach v'yash hanas akorim Pesach davizman heter kaimel on chorcha kon izmano da-da-da yesh letzadid zeh le'snif le'inyan mishashochach limkor yash.
No,
this is the Mishkanus Yaakov. I'm reading the Mishkanus Yaakov.
Who's bringing him?
People, it's discussed in Achronim. The Stei Chemer was Machmer on this case, but the Rav Shulchan Aruch was Mekel, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch is not the only one. I'm saying I have it here in front of me. But this is all like it's a big challenge. People are quoting this.
All of those who came on the Shulchan Aruch who are upset about
Exactly.
They're arguing with it.
But the Rav Shulchan Aruch, you know, he's a Bar Urian.
This is why the Lubavitchers can drink schnapps and never get drunk.
Because they pass. That's Isaiah. So this issue, Lechora, is linked to all these things. You know, to what extent are we going to say that it's Isaiah Mamish? And so we have a Machlokas Achronim. So can you be more? Can be more note to lahakel, so you have to see what else can you put in. So if you look in the aselacha, so this kind of brings us to this another shaila, which is these cases where a person wakes up on Pesach and realizes that they forgot to do mechiras chametz. So this is one of the common diyunim in the poskim.
Yeah, but here they forgot. You can't say, you know, I was honest. What could he have done? You forgot.
Okay.
In the case of the Yisoma, she did
exactly. So let's say the person forgot. The person forgot.
Then it's not honest. It's his fault.
I'm not saying it's not honest. So you have to think it through. The person forgot to do mechiras chametz. So the Aselacha Rav, in one of the tshuvas, Rav Chaim David Alevi, Zechorno Levracha, so he points out, he says like Rav Shechter, we saw this as Machlokas Achronim, he says, this is why the best thing is that the Rav, Ha'ir, should be mocher everybody's chametz, even those people who forgot, because it's a zachin. That Rav Shechter said exactly the same thing.
You know, it's
so he says you should be mocherei all day zachin. So what happens? The person forgot to do mechiras chametz. So then you go back and you say, well, wait a second. Did they do bittel chametz? So they did bittel chametz. So then you have to start figuring out, is there any other sad, you know, to what extent you could be mekel for a person who... So they forgot to do mechiras chametz. Why? Maybe they were busy. Maybe there was something came up. The lashon was shogag o onus. It doesn't mean that it's dafka only an onus. So you have to know in every case. You have to know the person. You have to know the kind of chametz you're talking about. Are you talking about Cheerios, which is chametz dug in government at Torah? You're talking about a wealthy person. You're talking about a poor person. You're talking about a hefse merubah, not a hefse merubah. So it's not so pashut. It's true the person should have remembered to do mechiras chametz, but they forgot. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a case like this. A person, in point of fact, it was a woman who was divorced, who lives by herself, and she's not particularly educated, whatever you're going to say. She's, you know, she's part of the frum community, but, and I think, I think it was like Erev Pesach in the afternoon, she called a family member and said, was I supposed to sell the chametz to the rabbi? So these things happen. These are maisim b'chol yom. So you have this big machlokas nachron, Rav Avadya's Zmekel Makam Hefsed Meruba. There is a fairly wild uncommon, I don't want to say impossible, but fascinating shaila that you could consider, which is what happens if you sell the chametz to a guy, and guess what? He's not a guy. He's Jewish. What would happen? What would happen if you sell the chametz all these years to a guy, and it turns out, you know, my
you have the combination of the itis and the bits all day.
Why? You don't. It's hard to say. You did take a chazal. You did bittul chametz,
and you can argue that it's a shogig.
You didn't do beer.
I know, but you still have.
The culture is not to do beer.
No, but I did machira.
So what? That's not beer. That's a contemporary.
He did bittul. He did bittul, and it was a shogig that it was chametz shavu lava pesach. He fought. He gave it to the rabbi, and the rabbi is going to sell on his behalf. You want to hear this? Ready? Buckle your safety belts. You want
to
hear this? Yeah, you might. I never heard of this sefer, but it's a sefer called Shailos Tshuvos Makom Shmuel. Shailos Tshuvos Makom Shmuel.
This isn't the
Shailos Tshuvos
sefer that
Rav Shemtov was laughing at. No, I never. Makom Shmuel is quoted by the Har Tzvi in a different tshuva. Rabbi Tzvasach Frank quotes from the Makom Shmuel, who says, "Mumar dino ka'akum."
For this.
And the chametz is mutter.
Well, we already just what happens if you.
One second. Just. One second. The Chacham Tzvi is like shocked by this, but he says, look, there are a few shitas in the Rishonim and in the Gaonim, nafkaminas for purposes of chalitza and safek kiddushin. So usually, we usually have an etiyah lahakel in the opposite direction. We usually look at the people and we say, mumar, no, it's not really dino kakum in this case, he's not full akum, etc., etc. So, and we oftentimes distinguish, this is a whole nother sugya, but it's just interesting to think about. This wasn't the case that the Chacham Tzvi is talking about, but it's another sniff. If you were to say, just as a pylon, you say, the people, they thought they were doing Mechiras Chametz, it's Kemar Onus, and they did Bittul Chametz, everybody does Bittul Chametz generally, and they sold it to a guy, he's a mummer, he's Mamash, a mummer legamri, you didn't even know he's Jewish. So maybe you could be Mitzarif that. An interesting tavort. Okay, let's close with the post-Pesach considerations. What happens after Pesach? What do you have to think about? So Rav Avadya, in the tshuva that we mentioned, he says that you have to confirm that the person who you purchased the chametz from actually sold their chametz, if they're Jewish. So if they're a frum person, so they have the regular namanas that they sold their chametz. If they're not a frum person, so Rav Avadya says, you have to ensure that they sold their chametz and they have a tuda. And if they don't have a tuda, it's a reyesa. And you can't say lo shakel hetera va'avad isura, because in this case, it's so easy. Just send in the form to the rabbanut. So Rav Avadya writes that if a person doesn't have nemanus, he have to have a tuda to make sure that they sold their chametz. And that's, he also writes in the Chazon Avadya, he quotes other Achronim who say, and this relates to the Etzem HaDavar, if I see you about to eat chametz shavu lava pesach, I have to tell you. I have to tell you not to eat it. Because it's this expansive gzeira that relates to the chefs, however you're going to define it, but it's mamish. It's aser. So after Pesach, you have to ensure that the person that you're buying it from is selling you not chametz shavu lava Pesach stuff. So like the Gemara said in Chulin, right there on Daf Dalet, that was one of the riots that it's aser la'achirim, that the guy is chashish la'achlif, so you don't have to worry once it's mixed up. It's also important to know that chametz shavu lava Pesach is batal. A third thing that's important to know is that chametz shavu lava pesach, it's not oser chalipav. So one of the cases in the Achronim, you saw that tshuva with the Chasam Sofer that he was clearly not happy about, is that the guy said to the woman after Pesach, don't worry, keep the chametz till after Pesach and then sell it to the guy. Okay, b'di'eved, you should do that. But b'di'eved, once she sold it to the guy, it's not tofes damav. So chametz shavu lava pesach it might be also mitam knas. It's also ba'anav. It's not tofis tama. So Rav Moshe has a shaila. What about this? You have a case. Somebody sold their chametz, and then they start doing business with their chametz on Pesach. Lo aleinu. They did that. So even though I saw quoted somewhere, some achronim are not happy about this, some poskim are not happy about this, Rav Moshe says that does not undermine the mechiras chametz, and therefore it's not a violation, it's not a problem of chametz shavu of Pesach. You go to a store, they say they sold their chametz, they have a tuda, it says they sold their chametz. Meanwhile, the store has been open a whole week, agan savach. Do you say that means that the person was violating chametz shavu of Pesach? No. Rav Moshe says expressly on the books that it's unfortunate that the person did that. It could be that they stole from the Nachri. It could be that was part of the Harsha that was allowed, but it doesn't undermine the status of the Chametz Shavu of a Pesach, which is Chemtzo Shal Nachri, and therefore it's going to be Mutter.
If they stole that, then it's not like it can be debated.
The only thing that they would have stolen was the stuff that they sold. You're going to go and buy stuff on the shelf that they didn't sell. They didn't steal. The Shaila of Moshe was, does this become Chametz Shavu of a Pesach because the guy violated the rules? So to summarize, we started out understanding that this is a knas midrabanon for Reb Shimon. We pointed out that the Rambam emphasizes two dimensions of this. We gave several expanded concerns of this gzeira and thinking about this in terms of the scope of why we're going to be so machmir on just a general issur drabanon, and therefore we're going to be machmir in all of these machloksin. The machlok is about bitlo, the machlok is about shogig and onis, the machlok is about acherim, we're going to be machmir on the yorshim, we're going to be machmir, says the Hartzvi, on ketanim, the suffix of the achiezer, and then even in the double tivusa of the Torah's chesed and many other achronim, onis and bitul, unless it's a hefsim ruba, we're going to be machmir in that case. We're going to be makil in the case of chametz nuksha. Chasim Sofer was also machmir, by the way, I forgot to mention, in the case of Suffolk. I think I mentioned that earlier. But when it comes to schnapps, we pointed out there is this other wrinkle in the achronim and the questions of Hefsim Meruba and then the Tali on the Mechiras Chametz and then the post facto. All these things need to be considered when you apply these particulars in the din of Chametz Shavu Lava Pesach.